Welcome to Maseches Yuma, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 2, Mishnah 4. We saw yesterday that the different parts of the morning Avodah, the morning service in the Beis HaMikdash, were divided with a pious, with a lottery, and that different Kohanim merited to do different parts of the Avodah of the service. The Mishnah says, HaPayis HaShlishi, there was a third lottery. What was the third lottery? Chadoshim Laktoiras, the fellow that was in charge, would announce, those that are new to bringing the incense, Boyu, come, Vehafisu, and participate in the lottery. Mara teaches us that the service of the Ketores being part of the incense was extremely coveted because it provides the Kohen that does it with wealth. The Pasuk says in Devarim, at the end of Sefer Devarim, Yasimu Ketore Be'apecha, those that place the Ketores in the appropriate place, Baruch Hashem Chele Pal Yodav Tirtza, Hashem will bless their strength and their handiwork will be willful in front of Hashem. So therefore, every kohen only had one opportunity to do ketores in their lifetime. And the Gemara actually says that it never happened that there was a kohen that did the ketores two times. Continues the Mishnah of Haravi, and the fourth pious, that means the fourth lottery, Chadashim Nishan, this time was for both new people and people that had already participated. But what was it for? Mimalei Varei Minakemesh LaMizbeach, who has the opportunity to bring up all the body parts, the limbs of the previous gyro, the previous lottery, from the ramp onto the Mizbeach, onto the altar. Previously we learned that many Kohanim merited to be part of it, and they would bring the different parts of the Karban Tumah of the daily offering on the first half of the ramp to the Mizbeach, to the altar, in the eastern side. And then they left, and they would go back to the Lishon HaGrazis, they would go back to their place where they stayed, and they would say Shema. Now they would make a lottery to come back and see who would be able to take the Evarim, the limbs, up from halfway up the kevesh of the ramp to the mizbeach, to the altar itself. Let's see one more. Mishnah 5. Tamid Karev Betisha. Sometimes the daily offering has 9 kohanim involved. Ba'asara, sometimes 10. Be'achad Asar, sometimes 11. Bishnei Masar, and he could even have 12 kohanim involved. Loi Pachas, not less. V'loi Yosar, and not more. Ketzad explains the Mishnah. Atzmai, the daily carbon tamid, ordinarily Betisha, had 9 kohanim, as we learned previously in Mishnah Gimel and Mishnah 3. Bechag and Sukkos, that in addition to the pouring of the libation of the wine, there was also Nisuch HaMayim, they poured special water. So then Biyad Echad Tzlich HaShamayim, there was a coin that held a pitcher of water in his hand, so he was an additional person. Harei Kan Asar, it comes out, there's 10 Kohanim. Bein Arbayim, the daily offering that was brought in the evening, Biyachad Asar, ended up having 11 Kohanim. Hu Atzmon Betisha, the actual daily offering had 9, as we saw previously. However, there was additional Shnayim, 2 more, Biyadam, that was in their hands, Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, 2 pieces of wood. It was a special mitzvah to add by the Talmid Shalvein Arbaim, the evening daily sacrifice, two branches or 2 logs of wood that were placed on the Mizbeach. Uba Shabbos, and on Shabbos, the Talmid Shal Shachar, the morning Talmid on Shachar that was brought on Shabbos, Be'acharas, that had 11 Kohanim. Hu Atzmon B'Tishra, it had its actual daily offering was with 9 Kohanim. With Shnayim, there were 2 additional ones. The other in their hand, Shnei Bazikhe Levina, 2 spoonfuls of Levina, of incense, of frankincense, Shalechem Apanim, that were brought with the Lechem Apanim, and Lechem Apanim was the showbread, which was switched weekly. And then when you have a Shabbos comes out in Sukkos, Biyarecha Tzlecha Shomayim, in addition to the Kain with the Tamit Shal Shachar, that had a pitcher of water, there was a pitcher of water, so it comes out all together, there was Shnei Mathar, there was 12. Total, so that was the maximum amount of Kohanim that were involved in the Karban Tumah and the daily offering. Wishing you a great day, and for those of you that are involved in your own personal daily offering of learning Mishnah is daily, Hashem should reward you, and Amit Hashem, he should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash quickly.